Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
That was R.E.M. with their song Orange Crush from the album Green from 1988. A very special reason that I played that song. It wasn't... R.E.M.'s all right. But I have an Orange Crush right now. It's on Team Netherlands in the World Cup. I hope they wear orange. I hope they crush Spain because they beat Germany, and I don't like that. So Netherlands, go this Sunday. Win your first World Cup. I'm excited for you. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. A really exciting show today. The Rat Tails from Rat Tail from Toronto are in the building. They are setting up right now. They're going to do a live set later on. They're going to be in town playing a show tomorrow at the Cobalt. You should go see that also at Neptune Records on Saturday afternoon. So they're setting up right now. They're getting ready. And before that, we have Penny.
Hi.
Hey, I got to turn your mic on. Sorry, not your fault, my fault. Penny is the president of CITR.
Yes, I am.
And music fan.
Yep.
And dashing fashion figure.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Got my beach clothes on today.
So last week you called in because you had just arrived in Calgary and were getting ready to hit Sled Island.
Yeah. Last time I talked to you, I was at the start of my Sled Island adventure. I was very bewildered and tired, having taken a wrong turn coming in, and I had little idea what was to befall me, much as though I were a baby who had just been born into Calgary. But I had an amazing time at Sled Island, and actually my voice is a bit scratchy right now because I have a party cold, but it was so worth it. Sled Island was awesome.
Rad. So what were the highlights? What were the favorite bands?
Favorite band was definitely Deerhoof.
Cool.
That band was a bit new to me. I hadn't really heard much of them, and I was blown away. And opening for them was Women, and they were just amazing, too.
Local hometown heroes.
Yeah. They were great. They really blew the crowd away. In fact, they were playing like such mellow songs, but people were still moshing to them, like really violently. Like you had all these hipsters around getting pretty offended because they're getting pummeled in the back.
Exciting.
Yeah. Then Deerhoof like totally calmed everyone down, and we had full-grown men who were crying tears and singing along. And
wow.
Just really.
For Deerhoof. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other bands? Any bands you hadn't heard of? I guess you didn't know too much about Deerhoof. Any other bands that you knew nothing of that were like total out of left field surprises?
Yeah, Chain and the Gang was really great.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they were amazing. And Mini Mansions was good too. I enjoyed them a lot.
I saw the Chain and the Gang show here on Friday. They were playing with Ty Siegel. They played first. The crowd turned on them. It was really weird.
Oh.
Like the crowd was, there was a bunch of people really hyped up to see Ty Siegel, and they started booing Ian effing Finonius off the stage. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
I was livid.
Harsh.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
But he took it in stride, and he is a consummate performer, so he did fine. But yeah, these people that were totally feeling it at the beginning of the set just turned and were like, play some rock and roll. Like, oh,
no way.
You are clueless. Anyways, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem. I don't know. I saw a couple of big names, too. I saw the Melvins and Dinosaur Jr.
Cool.
And the Melvins had particularly good outfits.
Yeah. Their cowboy hats were in full effect.
No. They were dressed up as fairy tale characters.
Holy cow.
And wizard robes with like a velvet turtleneck. And then there was a Viking outfit with glittery accents and a glitter cape. It was pretty
great. Wowie zowie. That's incredible. Cool.
Yeah. And I saw Azeta Booth too, which was also new to me. And that was quite an experience because they were playing in the Arata Opera House.
Hmm.
And it's sort of smaller, and they have a ginormous organ in the back, and they were projecting these visuals onto the organ, and
bananas.
It was really weird to walk in onto that.
Yeah.
But great.
Cool, and did you make it to Tubby Dog?
Yes, I made
and
it to
was,
Tubby
how
Dog.
How was Tubby Dog?
Tubby Dog was fun. It smelled really strong of Tubby Dog. We definitely got one. We were a little bit disappointed with it, but we got told off for ordering one that was too plain.
Oh,
we ordered the Yogi Bear Dog. It was just ketchup, mustard, cheese, and onions.
Yeah.
And apparently we should have ordered something more exciting. But, you know, the vegetarian options were that. The Jaffa Dog ripoff, or the peanut butter and jam dog with Captain Crunch on it, and I was not going to order that having drunk as much as I had.
Yeah, that would look worse coming the other way. and anything else, Calgary fun city for that weekend or that week?
Yeah, I did have a lot of fun. I was visiting one of my good friends, Adrian. He used to volunteer here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was staying with him at his place. He had some bikes that he lent us, which
oh,
was
fun. Oh, that always helps. It's
yeah.
way more fun to get around town on a bike.
Yeah, and he took us to this great bar called the Hoppin' Brew, which is like a converted house turned into a bar, which was really, really nice. I spent a little bit too much of Saturday doing that. But otherwise,
that
like,
sounded fun, regardless. You know, cool, and do you think you'll go back next year?
Oh, yeah, I was really impressed with the festival. It was really well organized.
Awesome.
Everything went really smoothly, and there was great acts. So, yeah definitely.
Yeah, I hear they sold, like, double the number of passes they did last year. So it looks like it's going very strong.
Yeah,
so congratulations to Sled Island for another successful festival. And thanks, Penny, for coming in to give us a report on it.
Oh, no problem.
Great work. A+.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear some Deerhoof, because you had such praise for them. This is from their album Milkman, and we're going to hear the song Giga Dance. Are we? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, and then... hopefully, Rat Tail will be set up and we'll get to them after. Here we go. No, no, not that one. That one. Cool, thanks. I hope that was okay.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Quintron and Miss Pussycat with guests The Manipulators and Channels 3 and 4. Mr. Quintron, the multi-instrumentalist one-man band from New Orleans, will be accompanied by Miss Pussycat at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 12th. Doors are at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 9:30. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat and Scratch. You can buy tickets online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit citr.ca.
right. That was Full Chen from their new album, The New December, the song The Holograms. And before that, we heard Babe Rainbow from his EP, Shaved, the song Scrooby. They're going to be both playing this Sunday night at the Media Club. Full Chen is the headliner, and Fine Mist and Babe Rainbow, bam, local hometown heroes, going to open up that show. Check it out. Before that, we heard a band called Kick Everything. Kick Everything. They have an EP out called Stay In Slow Now, and the song was Motion Man. And at the top, we heard Deerhoof with their song Giga Dance. Concert listings, Friday, tomorrow night. Rattail are playing with Everything at the Cobalt as a part of the relaunch of No More Strangers. Definitely get down to see that. We'll be giving some tickets away later on, so stay tuned and call in. But it's going to be a wild, fun party. The Winnie Cooper DJs will be DJing, as always. A lot of fun. Also tomorrow night, Acquired Taste, a fundraiser for the YouthCo AIDS Society. That's at W2. Check out Acquired Taste on Facebook if you're interested, but it'll be a really fun party as well. Saturday night, Neil Hamburger is in town with Hugh Fakofsky at the Biltmore, and Mount Royal, Freak Heatwave, and Walter TV are at Goody, which is kind of near the Astoria. Sunday night, Full Chen. Wednesday, Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti is in town with Magic Kids and Puro Instinct. Puro Instinct used to be called Pearl Harbor, of a favorite of mine, but they changed their name, I guess, you know, to be more sensitive. Saturday, July 24th, AK-747s are playing with The Furniture, Woolworm, and Kidnap Kids at Brandeis. And that same night, Baron Heaven is playing with Twin Sister at the Biltmore. And the only real new show announced this week, Waves, are playing at the Biltmore on August 26th. So check that out. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm very pleased to announce that Rattail are going to be playing now. So they're in Thunderbird Radio Hell, the lounge, and they're going to play a couple of songs right now. So take it away, Rattail.
start.
Awesome job, Rat Tail. So I think they're going to put down their instruments and come on into the studio now, and we're going to have a little chat, which will be fun. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Friends of Folk charity concert. On Friday, The Coup. On Saturday, the early show is Neil Hamburger featuring Hugh Fokowski. The late show is Glory Days featuring Mode Modern. On Monday, Quintron and Pussycat will play with the Manipulators and Channels 3 and 4. And on Wednesday, Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti with Magic Kids and Pyro Instinct. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Great stuff. Are they on their way? Okay, good. There's a lot, you know, you got your guitar straps, you're behind a drum kit. It's not always easy to get there. Switch this over. So like I mentioned, Rat Tail are from Toronto. They're a three-piece. They have a new 7-inch out on Unfamiliar Records, and they're going to be playing as a part of the No More Strangers night tomorrow night at the Cobalt, and then they're going to be doing an in-store at Neptune Records on Saturday afternoon as well. So welcome to CITR.
Hello.
Rat Tail.
Hello.
If you can get close to the somewhat close to the mic, that would be awesome. So So who's in the studio? If you can introduce yourselves and say hi.
Hello. We are Rat Tail. We're from Toronto. And it's we're just doing a tour of the West Coast right now.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A pretty crazy time to leave Toronto.
Yeah.
How are your friends doing?
Well, we left right when the G20 summit began, but we've heard about burning cars and madness. But yeah, we left the Saturday of, so it was really dead on the roads. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, we missed the big fiasco.
And so this is your first time out to the West Coast as a band?
As a band, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So where have you played so far?
Our first show was what, in Saskatoon?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Saskatoon, and then
it's been a long time.
Edmonton.
Right.
In Calgary, and then...
Were you at Sled Island?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we played at this place called the Local Library.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I saw photos of that, I think. Yeah,
yeah, in a gymnasium. So we've played, like, mainly weird venues and skate parks and stuff. It's been pretty interesting.
Awesome. And then you just came back from Vancouver Island. You were over there for a few
years? Yeah, we played a show in Tofino, which
cool.
is a different world. Madness.
It's a different place.
But
it's,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's this about you guys hating birds?
Oh, yeah.
I hear you hate birds and you kill them every chance you get.
We do.
This is the opposite.
You love birds, and it tortures you that you...
No, they are... We love them, and they're trying to hang out with us, so they're just getting too close, and...
We're driving a hybrid.
The hybrid's too
quiet for them. And it's silent.
Right.
So the one yesterday, we were driving, and we heard this thump, and, like, there were feathers in front of me, and so then we were like, I don't know, is the bird in the car? So we pulled over, and then we have a photo. There's, like, a little dead bird that was beside Tim, and he didn't even know that it was... nestled between him and the pillow.
What happened? I was like, we should pull over, but I think the bird might be in the car. And Jesse's like, nah, come on.
Let's keep going.
But we kept going, and then I was like, let's pull over, look for a second, and then I was in the car, and Jesse looked in the back, and he was just like,
you smothered the bird.
There's a bird.
Bird
with your bum.
He was sitting right beside me. We were
like, directly beside.
I was late on it. I didn't even know he was there.
Poor little dude.
Man. And he killed a duck.
Yeah, there's a duck
last week.
Too.
What? You killed a duck?
A duck flew in front of the car. I know. Trust me, I don't feel...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, too.
It's a drag.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's move on to more exciting things. So you're playing tomorrow night at this the Cobalt,
yeah.
And then you have an in-store at Neptune the next day.
Yeah.
What can people expect if they come out to a show?
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Lots of dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just some rock and roll music. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Very, very poppy. In Tofino, we had a lot of dancers. It was pretty great.
What kind of dance moves were they bringing to the party?
There were...
Lots of flailing arms?
Yeah.
And, like, I noticed a lot of...
Spinning
and holding each other's shoulders and legs and things.
Somebody
like that.
Did the Froog. Do you know that one?
The Froog?
Yeah.
No.
That's a dance move.
All right.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Good.
You gotta look it up. It's worth it.
Okay, we'll look it up. That sounds good. I have in my hands here your new 7-inch.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with Unfamiliar Records?
Well, there's two people that, I guess, run it. So it's Greg in Toronto and then Ado here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah, we had just, I guess, asked Greg for some help with music, and he really liked it. So he helped us put out a record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the name George Mouncey. Yeah. So one of you has the last name Mouncey. What's going on there?
There's another member who's in the realms of Toronto. This lassie is playing bass right now for
him.
But he had a little baby.
Okay.
And we thought that it was going to be a boy, and so he was naming the child George. And then, so it's kind of, you know, it's about the little baby that was born. It's a girl, but
okay.
I guess. The
Georgette.
Georgette. Yeah.
And you guys envisioned this. You made a video of what that birth might have been like.
Ryan
made that one.
He made that video, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another friend.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
it is.
Thing.
Yeah.
Little film.
He's a weird dude.
Weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, okay, I'm going in with an open mind. And so you guys formed in 2009?
Yeah. Just about a little over a year ago, we started playing as a band.
Cool. Were you guys in bands before that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in an all-girl band prior and then did, like, some solo shows, and then we kind of all hooked up and decided to make the music.
Give it a go.
The father, the Ryan, the airtime boy with the beer and stuff like that, I've known him for a long time, so I used to record with him and blah, 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 blah. So that was the link to Jasmine.
And he recorded my band, so then
okay. So you guys all came together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are all of you from Toronto originally?
I am.
St. Catharines?
You know, mm-hmm. Southern Ontario, yeah.
Guelph, Ontario.
Ontario.
Representing.
Yeah. Are there bands that people should know about from Toronto that maybe word hasn't circulated over here?
Rituals.
Yet? Rituals.
For sure. Yeah. They're like our number one. They're really good.
Yeah, Rituals.
And who else? I think that's it.
JFM.
This JFM. Guy.
This is JFM.
Okay.
He has his own side project.
He's a noise.
He's a sculptor.
He is pretty great. Not great stuff.
JFM and Rituals.
Oh my god.
Sure.
Cool. And what happens after Saturday?
After Saturday,
you play Neptune Records, and then.
Then we're traveling back to Edmonton and playing a show there. At the Wonder Bar, I think, and then in Calgary, playing at the Biltmore, and then we're going to be doing an in-store, and I don't know, lots of, basically shows on our way back.
Yeah,
we're officially, I think we're officially on our way back. Defino was like end point.
Well, you can't get much further than that.
End of the year.
Yeah.
We're about 2 weeks in now. So.
We were going to try and play on a boat, but it didn't happen, so we could just get a little further.
Rent some kayaks and
Monica. Sure.
And what time did you guys have to get up this morning? Were you in Tofino last night?
No.
You went to Victoria.
In Victoria.
Yeah. Okay.
At
Troy's house.
At Troy's house. Met him at Slid Island last week.
Very cool.
Week.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah.
Hey, works at the radio station in Victoria.
Oh, does he? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I met him.
Hardcore,
right?
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we tried. Well, we were running late today. I forgot my alarm and.
You guys did fun. You made that ferry. I would not have been able to make that ferry.
Before 8, we made it. Yeah. We got out of the house and got going.
Yeah. You're young rock and rollers getting up that early to make a damn boat. That's insane. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Come to the show tomorrow.
Yeah. So, and if you are broke and you're listening right now, we're going to give away a couple of tickets. So give us a call at 604-822-2487. And we've got some tickets, and you have no excuse not to go. No. It's going to be super fun. Except for me, who's going out of town like a chump. Because this is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be an awesome party.
That's really cool.
The Winnie Cooper guys are a lot of fun as well.
Cool.
So, it should be really good. So give us a call. And do you guys want to play another song now?
Yeah, sure, we can do one.
Sure, let's do another one.
Okay. Should I play a song in between? Or?
Sure,
Okay, so I'll play Polka Dot.
Polka Dots, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's listen to that and call in if you want some tickets to see Rat Tail tomorrow.
Your polka dots, they lie.
right, so Rat Tail, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Oh, turn that receiver down there, boys.
Are they ready to go?
Girls, right there, that thing there. They're right there.
Do you want to maybe give them the high five?
What's that? Oh. All right, this song is called I Simply.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right, that's right. We All Fall Down is up next. After that, Inkstuds with Robin. Then The French Connection with Marie-Ève, and lots of other great programming here on CITR for the rest of the afternoon. So stay tuned to the station. Rat Tail are back with us. So what was that song that you just played?
The final one we did was I Simply. Yeah, it's kind of a new one, so cool. It's not on any type of recording thing. All right. But yeah, it's a new one we've been...
Good.
Doing.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah.
We just started playing it on our tour, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Workshopping it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing what
gets laughs.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, great. So thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. What are you guys up to for the rest of the day?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We are wandering the city,
I think. An awesome beach, like, right near here called Wreck Beach that's sort of infamous because it's, like, Vancouver's only nude beach, but it's, you don't have to go nude. It's a lot of fun, and there's lots of other great stuff to do in the city.
It's too hot in the city right now.
It's pretty hot, although, it's been so cold. In Toronto, you're kind of spoiled where you get muggy.
It's like 35
all the time, but it's been so cold in Vancouver that I just welcome the heat. It's just, I love it.
It was supposed to be the warmest day yesterday.
In Tofino.
Did you know that they had a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. Like, this is very rare for it to get this hot.
The heat's following us across
here. So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Cool. Well, make sure to hit the show tomorrow night. We still have a pair of tickets left if you want to call in at 822-2487. And we're going to listen to the title track from your EP.
Cool.
So this is George Mountsey, the child that wasn't, or the child is in a different form.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks again, guys. Have a great rest of your tour.
Cross my bones, hope to falling, this god